Welcome to the Study with Andrea podcast. I'm your English teacher, Andrea Giordano, from studywithandrea.com. And I'm so glad you've joined us today. Well, guys, I have something to tell you. I have pregnancy and babies on the brain. No, I'm not pregnant, but my sister-in-law is pregnant right now and should have her baby any day. So I've been waiting for that baby, so excited to meet him, and really thinking a lot about pregnancy and specifically what kind of vocabulary you need to know to talk about pregnancy. There are special idioms and vocabulary that you need to use to talk about a woman being pregnant. So we're going to go through lots of vocabulary today that's going to be useful if you're pregnant, if your spouse is pregnant, or maybe if you just know someone who's pregnant. There are lots of interesting ways to talk about it. So let's start with ways that people say, I'm pregnant. So pregnant, just make sure everybody understands, to be pregnant means a woman who has a baby in her belly, in her body. A baby is growing, right? So ways to say, I'm pregnant. Well, you can just say, I'm pregnant. Or you can say, I'm expecting. I'm expecting. You could also say, I'm having a baby. Or this is an interesting one. You can say, I've got a bun in the oven. So a bun is kind of like a small loaf of bread. So the picture is, if you go to your oven and you have bread baking in there, the idea is that bread is going to need to stay in there for a while before it's ready to come out. Well, the same is true for a baby. So we say, I've got a bun in the oven, although it's not as common as we would just say, I'm expecting. If you want to be informal, you might say, I'm preggo. Preggo, that's an informal way to say pregnant. It's like a nickname. Or this next one is very informal and it's not as polite, but you could say, I'm knocked up. Again, it's not as polite, so I wouldn't use that with someone that you don't know very well. So there are many ways to talk about how long someone has been pregnant and when they think the baby will arrive. There are many ways to talk about this. So a question you can ask when someone tells you that they're pregnant is you could say, how far along are you? How far along are you? And then you would answer, or they would answer, I am 9 weeks, or I am 3 months along. You could say it that way. Another way you can find out information about the timing of the baby is you can ask, when is your due date? And that's due as in D-U-E, due date, D-U-E. And a due date is the day that the doctor or the midwife or the parents think that the baby is coming. So you can say, when is your due date? Or you can say, when are you due? When are you due? And the way someone would answer is by saying, my due date is April 3rd. My due date is September 1st. That's just the day we expect the baby to come. You could also say, I am due on April 3rd. I'm due on April 3rd. Or, this is the tough one, if the baby still has not come after the due date, We call that overdue. It's one word, overdue. So currently, my sister-in-law, Catherine, is overdue. And that's not a fun time, okay? I've been pregnant 3 times with my babies, and every single time I was overdue. It was horrible. You know, the due date came. I was so excited to meet the baby, and then the baby didn't come. It just stayed inside. It was happy. It was warm, and it didn't want to come out, right? So I was overdue. With my daughter, I ended up being 12 days overdue. That's a long time. That's after waiting 9 months, right? So next, let's talk about gender. Gender means boy or girl. Or we can also say sex as boy or girl. A lot of parents look forward to finding out whether they are having a boy or a girl. In fact, gender reveal parties, or parties where couples announce whether it's a boy or a girl, are extremely popular these days. I'm guessing you've either seen one of these gender reveal parties on Instagram, or maybe you've even attended one. Here are some ways to talk about a baby's gender or sex during pregnancy. You can say, "Is it a boy or a girl?" You could also say, "What's the sex of the baby?" Or, "What's the gender of the baby?" What's the baby's gender? You could also say, "What are you having? What are you having?" Or even a more polite way to say it, not trying to get too much information from them, you could say, "Do you know what you're having?" Because a lot of parents don't want to say the sex of the baby. So sometimes it's not polite to ask directly if you don't know them very well. So you might just say, "Do you know what you're having?" Or, "Have you found out yet what you're having?" And the way you would answer that is by saying, "I'm having a girl," or "I'm having a boy." "It's a boy," "It's a girl." Either one of those ways works. So now let's talk about that long process of being pregnant. It is a long time. Anybody who has ever been pregnant will tell you it's a long process. And there are different ways we talk about the time. We already talked about due date and overdue, but we want to talk about also the periods of 3 months that people focus on. So very frequently, people talk about the duration or the time of the pregnancy in 9 months, but they also talk about it in 3 trimesters. So those 9 months are divided into 3 sections, and each section is 3 months long. So months 1 through 3 is called the first trimester, and months 4 through 6 are called the second trimester, and months 7 through 9 are called the third trimester. Typically, the second trimester is the easiest, the first trimester is the sickest, and the third trimester is the biggest, right? And the most uncomfortable. So, to be honest, when I was pregnant, I was so incredibly sick. I was so sick, you guys. I can't even tell you how sick I was. I've never been sick so badly in my whole life. I even had to go to the hospital to get fluids because I was so sick. Do you know Princess Kate, or Duchess Kate, actually, in the UK, she had the same thing as me, where she had to go to the hospital every time she was pregnant because she was so sick. So that's something that me and the Duchess have in common. But I want to talk about some common symptoms or just physical things that the body does during pregnancy so that you can know what they're called. So number one is morning sickness. Morning sickness is the polite way or the nice way to say when a woman is so sick, she's throwing up all the time. So this can include nausea, which is just feeling sick in the stomach. And it usually includes vomiting or throwing up. This is most common in the first trimester. However, it can happen throughout pregnancy or at different times of the day. It doesn't just need to happen in the morning, but it's called morning sickness because sometimes it's worse in the morning. Another symptom that pregnant women experience is heartburn. Heartburn. This is the pain or burning feeling in your chest and throat caused by the acid in your stomach, or it can also be something you ate. And pregnant women have this more often than regular people. Another symptom is fatigue. Fatigue. This is the feeling of being extremely tired. The next symptom is body aches. This is pain in the body. Just feeling pain all over. Pregnancy is wonderful, by the way, but it's tough too. The next symptom is swelling. Swelling. When something swells, it means it's a part of the body that gets larger than normal because there's extra blood in a pregnant woman's body. So it's common for pregnant women to see their ankles swell up or get bigger. Their ankles are, you know, like above the feet. So now let's talk about the big day when the baby arrives. And hopefully this big day is coming soon for my nephew because I really want to meet him. And I know his overdue mommy is ready to have that baby. So here are some common expressions. Number one is labor, to be in labor. Labor is that process a woman goes through right before giving birth to the baby. So we say a woman goes into labor. That means that labor starts. Or we say she is in labor. That means her body is ready to have that baby. And it's usually painful, right? Actually, it's always painful. So during labor, a woman has contractions. Contractions is our next word. Contractions is the movement of the muscles in the uterus that causes it to tighten and help push that baby out. Okay? And those contractions are what hurt really bad. But contractions is that vocabulary word. Next, we're going to talk about to push the baby out. I already used it once. But to push the baby out is the action the woman must do to help the baby come out naturally out of the body. To push that baby out. That's the very final thing the mom does before the baby comes. And the next one is to deliver the baby or the delivery of the baby. So to deliver a baby is to have the baby, the action of pushing a baby out and having that baby. Or we can also use this with a C-section. C-section is short for cesarean section, which is a surgery to get the baby out. And that's also a delivery. It's just a C-section delivery. Lastly, To give birth. To give birth means to have the baby or to deliver the baby. So that's it. Hopefully these useful vocabulary words and phrases will help you the next time you talk to someone who is expecting. Or maybe if it's you, you'll be able to talk about it more intelligently in English. And hopefully next week, by the time I launch my next episode of the podcast, I will be holding my new nephew in my arms because he will have arrived. And so I'm so excited. I can't wait for that day. It's so hard for the mom to carry that baby for so long. But for everyone else, it's just the best thing to wait for, right? It's new life. We're so excited. It is for the mom too, but it's tougher. Anyway, thanks for joining me on this episode of the podcast. And if you are interested in taking your English to the next level, I would love to invite you to my course, Clear English Pronunciation. You can find it at studywithandrea.com. And this course is incredible. I would love to have you join me. It's changing people's lives. And so you can go to studywithandrea.com to join me there. Until next week, happy learning, everybody.